This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience. KBOO, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Listen to Armando Puentes every Sunday from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., playing the best in Tejano mixing with some traditional conjunto, as well as mariachi music and public affairs pertaining to the Latino community. That's Armando Puentes, only on KBOO Portland.
One, two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hard Radio, JDD, hanging out with you this afternoon. This is the time of year I like to have conversations with some of my favorite DJs and musicologists that are here and about and around the Bay. And we sit down and we talk to them and find out what was the music trends for 2024, the past year. What's hot, what's not, what you thought was going to happen, what didn't manifest, and what was a surprise. There's no doubt that this year there are two trends that stood out for me. One was seeing an end to hip-hop having a time stamp on it. What I mean by that, people keep saying, oh, you know, hip-hop is a young man or young woman's
game.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, and you get people that, you know, you're over 40 rapping. Well, this was the year that the OGs picked up the mic, from Snoop on down to LL Cool J to Big Daddy Kane to Public Enemy, you name it, they did it.
And Common, you know what? And Pete Rock.
Common and Pete Rock. Everything sounded good, and it sounded like seasoning, just like, you know, our fellow DJs. I think the longer you DJ, the better you get, you know? And I think if you're in a band, the longer you play, the better you get. Rock and roll folks, they get to, you know, they, I mean, you got people like the Rolling Stones on tour. These people are 80s. You know, George Clinton on tour. He's 70-something. Ain't nobody talking about they don't sound good. They sound better because they know. And it was good to see that artificial barrier that I think the industry put on folks with stop. Let me introduce our guests. We have Nastasia. Nastasia, I will not butcher your name. I'm not going to attempt to butcher your name, so I'm going to have you say your name so it is correctly said.
Thanks, Stevie. I'm Nastia Vojnovskaya. I'm an editor and reporter with KQED Arts and Culture.
Right. So she's been doing this for a minute. I see her in the clubs. She stays up on all the music. Next up, we can't do a show without him. We're talking about the one and only DJ Derek D. Sharp, the official DJ for the Warriors, and that's how a lot of people kind of identify him. But he's a producer. He's an incredible DJ that we see doing all the stuff all around the country, and I'm glad to have him back as he returns to share his musical knowledge. And hopefully we will hear from Lady Ryan, who, you know, the call is out for her. We're looking for her, but she stays busy.
But she's so busy, yeah.
Yeah, but we can all have this music conversation. So, D, you was already chiming in, you know?
Oh, was that? My bad.
No, that's good. So you were talking about the Pete Rock album with Common.
Nominated for a Grammy, too, by the way, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nominated for Best Rap Album.
Family's all good, pushing through the hood and it's grand. Drink a little wine, take a little time and it's grand. I could do a show, get the dough and then go and it's grand. Travel with my girl so we can see the world and it's marvelous deeds came up from the weeds. Uncle's eyes bleed, he told me to believe. Grew up around a lot of women, many did achieve. Some had cheap weaves, learned to deep breathe. In the Kermit of it all, determined not to fall, I spring through the mayhem. When it snowed in April, they popped with blackheads like it was a facial. It's racial, don't know where they trying to race to. What moms thought about pops, heard it in the hall. Sunshine I packed like Anderson, yeah I heard it all. Before, it's trip when you feel rich but you poor, and the only thing that got your back is the floor that you slept on. I've been slept on, pillow talk, riddle thoughts from the judgmental. But who can judge the mental when I'm in God's temple? This is borrowed time, my Chicago mind I lent to those that been through similar things that I've been through. My mental's monumental, who can knock it over? Stayed in my prime like a rock of boulder, a buffalo soldier. My struggle knows culture. I've been on the road to the richest man in Babylon. On the paper chase, I married the marathon. The magnificent things and life that it brings. The sun shines again, yeah, we reign supreme.
It's gonna be rainy days. When it's done, we gonna be good. Trust is just a phase. When it's done, we gonna be good. You don't gotta save the world. We can take it one day at a time.
In that genre, you also had LL Cool J. How did you feel about his album?
I liked LL's album, man. You know, all produced by Q-Tip. Which
That's
was,
right. Another OG in the building.
Another OG. So I thought they put together a great body of work. It's like to your point earlier, man. Like, rap is not a young man's game, man. These brothers are rapping their tiny. I don't know if I can curse. Like, LL was going toe to toe with Eminem on the track and giving him the business too. He wasn't slacking, man. Like, I was surprised, to be honest with you, because he's been out of the game for so long, and you hear him trading bars with Eminem, and it's like, wait a minute, this dude still got it.
Damn, baby, I don't know if you're dancing or not. I love to see you on the pole. I don't know if you're conservative or if you're a freak, but I love to see you lose control. Make the old face for me, bounce your ass on me. Turn around, bust it open, that's a long story. Give it to your man rough, baby wear the handcuffs. I'ma tie you up from the back while we stand up. Pulling on your hair, kiss you from the side. Keep it right there, slingshot ride. Now I got you in the air, feels good to be alive. That's what happens when the pressure is applied. Waiting at your job, about a quarter past five. Take you in the alleyway, slap it on your thigh. It's parking lot pimping, yeah, I park it in your eye. Drive it with your finger, try to look up at the sky.
So what you gonna do it? Gears and my drop top. Get a little messy when you in my slap shot. Keep the, you don't need Wi-Fi, but it's hot spot.
How did you see this particular trend? Did anything catch you on that, or do you have a trend that you saw in music this past year?
Yeah, well, I don't know if this artist is quite OG status yet, but someone that's been doing it for a while whose album I really enjoyed is Bamboo. Someone's stealing food, no you didn't. I thought that he really brought back, you know, that old school political hip hop that has been missing for a while. And this is a year where I feel like people's class consciousness has really been rising. More and more people are talking about wealth inequality in the U.S. And he raps about it in a way that's really engaging, a little funny, and just really audacious. Like, he has a music video where he and his daughter packing food from a grocery store into their jackets and just walking out and eating outside. But yeah, he has some pretty radical lyrics in there about that and also about what's happening in Gaza. So that's a great record.
So Bamboo, I will tell Bamboo, you are now officially in the OG status. You know, where do we draw the line? Is it over 40? Is it over 30? Is it 50? I don't know. You know,
no.
I just like it all. We know that Bamboo's been doing this for more than 20 years, at least 25. So we'll put him in that. But if we're going to mention Bamboo, you know, his partner, you know, his wifey was like, yeah, hold my coffee. And
yes.
Rocky Rivera with Long Kiss Goodnight. Woo! She bought some heat. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if they're sitting in the house, you know, trading bars with each other because they're on each other's album.
Right.
But, you know, they both have bangers.
Yeah, they're a power couple.
Yeah, if they're on a road trip, I wonder whose music they listen to. Or better yet, we should ask the kids. I know they got a couple of kids. Like, do you like Mommy's album better or you like Daddy's album better?
Yeah, it was really cool seeing Rocky get in character for that album, almost kind of taking us into this noir film kind of vibe.
Right. Long Kiss Goodnight, for people who don't know, we did a whole thing with Rocky that you'll hear later this year, where she is, which is based off the movie, which is a cult classic, you know, and that's where the character Charlie Baltimore comes from. If people don't know, Sam Jackson's in it, and great album. And I think I like the fact that both of them kept with themes. They have a through line, and Bam's is political, Rocky's is political, but it has that, as you said, that thing.
Don't provoke me, I don't fight fair. Don't try to holler with your woman standing right there. Charlie Baltimore without the red hair. Samantha Kane for the folks who wanna ask where. I'm the one yelling, get up when you fall down. Tough love, cause we started out the mud now. They only see me as a wife and a mom now. So I pretend that I forgive you when you're wrong now. I keep it all a secret till I get revenge. Visualize the end when I manifest. I know my karma is crystal, but I got enemies. They afraid of my potential possibilities. I'm like Pac and my moon is in Gemini. I like to shoot first, but I never ask why. I got my sod off, sitting with my ice skates. Christy with the triple toes, Gucci on the license plate. Wallet on the left, gun on the right. 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 I'm the diamond that was hiding from you plain sight. Not the cheaper version of me in the limelight. We eating Dungeness crab with garlic noodles. Living hella good, I'm a Frisco foodie. I don't drink wine, but my mafiosos do. Taught them how to roll and now I never have to. I'm from a place to put Capone on a stone aisle. So don't you ever ask me why the fuck I don't smile. I've been stepping over addicts since a young buck. Making change with no change for your paper cup. And then they wonder why I never gave a hope up. My heart colder than the fog when it roll up. Packing heaters in the act, no easy bake. Hood famous like that purple Lubin cheesecake. Don't try to say you like my food here cupcaking. I be with that sinner gang, this face. Wallet on the left, gun on the right.
Since you mentioned Bam and Rocky, let me ask you both. I think the Bay Area kind of stepped up a lot this year. There's a lot of folks that I think have done some things. I know D-Sharp, you work with a lot of folks. You're in the studio a lot of times, and if you're not in the studio directly, you're in the studio adjacent. How have you seen the Bay this past year?
I think the Bay is, I mean, we're doing our thing. It's a lot of brothers who have planted their flags, a lot of brothers who work. And you look at what LaRussell is doing, and you look at what, like, Larry June is doing. You look at all the different...
Hold on. Let me just ask you one question before you go. We were talking about LaRussell and Larry June last year.
Yep.
So they're still doing it. They didn't slow down.
They didn't slow down.
Like, they're like, we're going to talk about them this year.
If you ask me, they are definitely like our our guys, you know, they're carrying the flag for the Bay Area Nation nationally. You get what I'm saying? Especially LaRussell. I tell people, and I joke about this all the time, and it's no disrespect to him. I think it's a compliment, but I call him like the Gary V of hip hop. Like, he gives brothers all of these, like, it's a lot of rappers he gives game, life game, you know, industry game, but like, he gives you all of these gems and these jewels, and he's like so inspirational, and it's like it makes it like, and I think that's translated into the Bay Area. Into the Bay Area rappers, like he makes you get to work. You get what I'm saying? Like, he gives you all these tools. He tell you how to do it, how to be independent, how to post, how to release your music. Like, you know what you know what trends to look for. Like, he's giving you so much game. It's to the point now where it's like, if you're not paying attention to what this man is doing and what he's saying, and even, you know, there's a lot of people who talk about his music and how it's like the music's not translating. I think this year the music for sure is translating. Like, he's found his sound, he's found what he needs to do, and like, I'm a big fan of bros.
Hey, yo, fresh out the. Fresh out the Bay, the game in my jeans. Blap, slap, what do that mean? It mean that banging. Have my hand out, let me hang. Ayy, break down, stay down. Look what I make now. Hit boy, earthquake, boy, it's a shakedown. I done so much work, they think it's fate now. Big fish, every beat is just bait now. Got rich, some switch, they try to hate now. Bitch leave, I'm straight, I got a rake now. Need cheese, cash app, and more PayPal. To the max, I'm finna break down. Flow water, big trip, boy, there's a gray cloud. Highlights, ball is life, my whole tape, wow. Big boss, hella chicken, I feel like Rick Ross. Why you going so damn hard? They got me f***ed off. These new niggas can't f*** with me. If I do a song with you, that's a luxury. Hit boy, work with you, that's a luxury. Don't step on my Crocs, D's. Fresh out the Bay, the game in my jeans. Black, slap, what do that mean? It mean that banging. Have my hand out, let me hang. With me, if I do a song with you, that's a luxury. If hit boy work with you, that's a luxury. Don't step on my Crocs, these luxury. Luxury, these luxury.
Nastia, have you seen luxury? Anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, well, I'm a huge LaRussell fan, and we've been saying at KQED that he's up next for a few years now, but this year has been his biggest year, I would say. Like, he had this phenomenal Tiny Desk concert on NPR. And just to D Sharp's point, I think LaRussell has done such a good job with just how he posts videos about his journey on social media, and he has the pay what you want model for his concerts. I remember when he was first coming out, he was telling fans, you know, like, if they support his music financially, then he'll give them a publishing credit. So he's built up this following where his fans feel like they're winning with him, and that is really, really remarkable. But yeah, aside from LaRussell, one of my favorite Bay Area artists that that had a breakout year this year was Seiji Oda. I don't know if you two are.
Oh yeah.
Is. Yeah, but I think just similarly.
Wait a second. You got to say this slow. You know, I don't know what you kids out there be doing. what's the name?
Seiji Oda.
Oh. Hello, everybody. How you doing? Hope you're having a nice day. Hey, it's your boy, Say. We better go down. I'm hungry. Alone. With my peace, I'm selective with the company I keep. I stay tucked like crease. That's why I city jocking when I pop it on the scene. Keep calm, but I'm geeked. I be so logical when I'm chopping at my piece. I got water coral reef.
Ain't nothing my reach, I can see it in my jeans. I'm gone. I'm stupid, doodle dumb. I say excellent, I agree. I always think before I speak, cause I ain't taking nothing back. If I say it, then I mean it. Very good, my genius. I be dipped when they see me. I'm popping out seamless. I'm so base, Charles Mingus. But we finna get out of pocket if you f*** with my piece.
Send me a black but young sagey. Throw me in a psych ward, I'm going crazy. Ahoy, matey, I'm wavy. Yes. Climb aboard, SSO baby. I'm a Caesar army, better yet a navy. Woo. Big dog, I got rabies. Collect my scratch and peel off like scabies. How rude, she spit out them unborn babies. No ifs, ands, or maybes. I like bust though. You can look all you want, don't touch though. I've been shaking and moving like seizures. I'm independent, I wrote the procedure. I get amnesia before I need ya. If you can't cook, then don't bite the hand that feeds ya. All them followers don't mean they could lead ya. I count stacks and kick raps for leisure. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, he going up right now.
Where's he from?
I believe he's from Oakland.
Okay.
I call it spiritual hyphy.
Exactly.
that's what I call it.
Yeah, definitely.
Or therapeutic hyphy, or like mindfulness hyphy. But
yeah. So I featured him on our Best Bay Area Music of 2024 lists on KQED, and I think kind of similar to Russell, they're folks that grew up in the hyphy movement, and they do take that legacy into their sound, but they're doing something completely different with it. So Sagey, he went viral for this track called A Gentle Gig. So it has this fat 808 and the signature quintessential Bay Area knock to it, but then his rapping is in this whispered cadence, and he's talking about a gentle gig, a therapeutic thizz. And it kind of taps into this very Bay Area cultural intersection of people that are part of hip hop culture and people, you know, that might be going dumb in the club one night and then going to a meditation session the next day.
Right. Since you're talking about that, we would be remiss not to mention Soul Development. Kariga Bailey and them fall into that vein. But, you know, one of the people in that crew, Lauren, has an album that came out earlier this year. And I'm so bad because I'm trying to like remember the title, but I'm going to look for it and hopefully we'll play a cut where, you know, again, the emphasis is on that healing. It's on love. I don't like to use the word toxic because toxic is often tossed around a lot, but there's some music that you listen to and you go, this tastes good. This is really, really good. And I think that, I think her album is something to look out for. Another person that I would say is in that vein, and this, and I guess would actually straddle two sides. OG putting out an album. Actually, this OG put out four albums this year from the Bay. And each album is healing and has that intentionality. And we're talking about Chris Berger, you know, from Alphabet Soup, Love Phenomenon. He just put out an album to celebrate the winter solstice, and I mean, every song slaps. And that theme that he had of, you know, one album is really going through his life. So it's like, I went to Santa Rita, I had these problems, I had, you know, you're going through that. Then the next one is like how he triumphed off that. Then the other one is celebrating his birthday, came out in the fall solstice, and now we have the winter solstice. And I mean, woo. So Bay is hot. Bay is hot for me. You know, what about some of the standards? I've seen Richie Rich do stuff with a band. I've seen...
he's actually... You know, they just rehearsed. They rehearsed at our studio. So shout out Kev Choice and the ensemble. They're doing a show at Yoshi's coming up. I think it's February 8th. But I think, you know, back to LaRussell. Like, LaRussell did something too last year that I think that goes unnoticed, but he partnered with a lot of OGs last year. You know what I'm saying? Or if he didn't partner with OGs, he partnered up with other like producers, other artists. Like he was putting other people on. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was one of the highlights from highlights in hip hop period, but like a humongous Bay Area highlight was when Richie Rich went to
the pergola.
Yeah, and then he busted his knee and kept freestyling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think you look at that, and then they got the song, what's the name of the song? The song, What We Doing.
Mm-hmm.
What We Doing, yeah. And that song, they were performing that, and like, you know, he kept rocking, and it was just like, you know, it kind of created this resurgence for Rich. But I mean, at the same time, we were all ready for another Rich record, right? Like, but now it's like you got this young energy with that, you know what I mean? So now he's got, you know, the Russell people checking for him, and then he got, you know, the OG. So it's like a perfect marriage for Rich right now.
Real talk. Let me ask you, and big shout out to Richie Rich, you know, that's a pioneer. Nastia, how much do you think the industry plays a part in putting time barriers on the music, demographic barriers on the music? You know, this is Latin music, you know, Latin hip hop that's over there. This is, you know, African music from Nigeria that's over there. This is for the gay folks. That's their music over there. Where I'm starting to see people, God, man, I don't care where y'all from. I don't care what it is. I'm rocking to this. It might be Taylor Swift. It might be some country music. It might be from Southern Soul, but I'm getting with it. And I just find as a DJ that you can't walk into a club and eyeball the crowd anymore. You can't look and be like, oh, there's a group of people, they fall into this demographic, let me play this, because you know, this looks like the Yacht Rock crowd, and they may like Yacht Rock, but then be wanting some Kendrick Lamar and some, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, and know every word. So has the industry did us a disservice?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think those divisions are as old as the music industry itself, and a lot of it stems back to segregation and inequality. And, you know, I think just what you were saying, Davey, is completely correct. None of us are a monolith. You know, none of us really in real life live by these boxes. Like, I remember a few years ago, just what you said jogged my memory of this interview I did, remembering the Jacka 5 years after his passing. And in that interview, I learned that he was a huge fan of Avril Lavigne. So
Really?
Yeah. And that's what Hustler told me in that interview. But in the Bay, I think we're especially eclectic here. You find all kinds of interesting genre crossovers. And just as you said, you know, like a rap crowd might also enjoy house music and be into jazz as well. So I love that those divisions are breaking down, and particularly with age as well. You know, hip hop, just like any art form, it reflects people's life experiences, and that shouldn't be relegated just to when people are very young.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Nastia. I'm going to say Nastia V because I don't want to mispronounce the word, and also D Sharp. Looking back at the music and music trends in 2024, I'm saving the big one for last, folks, because I know we've been talking about hip hop and everybody's going, well, you're going to mention Kendrick, and when you're going to mention Drake. We're going to get to that, but go ahead, D.
No, I want to add to her point. Like, you know, I think what's also at stake, or not at stake, but what's happening is with that is playlisting, right? So like you have, you know, you can go and you can listen to Mos Def, but then you can go listen to AC/DC, and then you can go listen to Avril Lavigne, and you can go and put Kanye West and, you know, Too Short. Like you can add all this stuff into a playlist, and that's what's happening with everybody. Like it's everybody got eclectic styles and everything. Like you can go from the hardest core gangster rap to like a house record, or from a house record to an Afrobeat record. Like And I think we got, you know, streaming and things for that. You know what I mean? In terms of like how, you know, just, you know, it's just a, you know, genre blending.
Do you think, I'm just thinking, I think the streaming might have made it okay for us to say, I really like these other groups that you don't think I should
exactly.
like. Because I'm going back to the days when I remember Grandmaster Caz and him, when we were coming up, you know, they were into like Barry Manilow and all that. And he even says, man, I got my writing style from those artists. But you're from the South Bronx. Why, what do you know about Barry Manilow, right? Fleetwood Mac would be in the playlist of a lot of people, you know, and they made a resurgence. And when they did, you know, it was like, oh, this reminds me of my childhood. And it's like, wait a second, you were listening to Fleetwood Mac? And, you know, I know one thing. I was at that concert when showed up? Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, at Bottle Rock. They was trying to put me on, you know, I was DJing there. I was like, I'm not DJing the set. I said, get somebody else to take my spot, but I'm going to watch Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
You know? And I was standing next to some Hell's Angel guy, you know, and he was telling me all kind of stories about Stevie Nicks. It was like an OG moment. He was like, man, you know, I remember when she was in Montana and she did this, that, and the third. Oh, yeah, man. And he was giving me all this game. Her drummer is this, that, and the third. And I was sitting there and, you know, and so here you have me, hip hopper, with a Hell's Angel cat having this in-depth conversation about music. And he was lacing me up on all kind of Stevie Nicks facts because this guy was like, oh, yeah, you know, I remember when the entire band was here and was giving me those stories. And I just thought, like, is that a moment where music has that bond for people? And you know what was happening at the same time? She was on the same time as Megan Thee Stallion.
Wow.
And both of them had huge crowds. Both of them, same time. Huge, huge crowds. Like, she was on one stage. You know, it was going all the way back as far as you can see. And I'm thinking like, well, you know, I feel sorry for Megan. She's not going to be able to pull. And Megan had just as many people and, you know, everybody was happy.
Yeah, I was in that Megan crowd.
Oh, you was in the Megan crowd? You didn't see Stevie?
I did see Stevie at the end, though. Yeah, but yeah, just both incredible, obviously, in their own different ways. But Megan is someone that had an incredible year this year, too. I was going to say, you know, like for the past few years, people have been talking about how female rappers are on top. And she just made such a triumphant return after everything she went through with surviving the shooting and the industry dragging her. And yeah, just her album, Megan, it has just such a range. You know, it definitely has bars. It has her reclaiming her story. And it also just has really fun songs that went viral on social media and also earned her a following in Asia as well, in Japan and Korea. So that's been really cool to see.
Appreciate that. It definitely. Let me ask you, let's change up a little bit. T-Sharp, if you can put on your producer hat, have you seen any trends with producing in sounds? So one of the things that I found is that, and I love this, I think regionalism has returned.
Oh, yeah.
I love this. I love going to a whole other city and seeing that people like, not, you know, like they're into something. So I remember I did two parties, one up here with a bunch of people that were, I thought they were from the Bay. You know, they were black college students. And I didn't know that, you know, I'm thinking they're from the Bay. And I remember I played Kendrick, Not Like Us. And they just kind of stood around. There was no enthusiasm. And then I played Too Short, Blow the Whistle. And still no enthusiasm. And then I was like, yeah, where y'all from? And it's like, well, we from Alabama, we from Texas. So I went on and put on like that Southern soul stuff, like King George and all that.
Mm.
It was going crazy. And then I did a gig in Texas. Same thing, you know, like they dance to the other stuff, but you know, they have this whole other lane that they're in that, you know, it's like people going crazy, you know, like that's my thing. It's like a whole genre of music, and they're like, man, this is what we listen to in Dallas, different than Houston. And then you go to New Orleans or over there and they have a whole different sound. And I'm loving that regionalism and seeing the different sounds, which is why I wanted to know if you're finding like there's particular angles and styles that you have to take as a producer now.
I think most definitely to your point, like, yeah, like it definitely, I think what you're witnessing is pride in everybody's, you know, own area, pride in everybody's own sound. Like, you know, like especially the hyphy movement, right? Like this is whole thing since Kendrick did Squabble Up, and like, you know, there's an argument that, you know, like amongst Bay Area cultures, like there's certain cats like, man, we need to let it go, but there's other cats that's like embracing it. And like she was mentioning the brother, I butcher his name every time I say it, but I don't want to say it, but said whatever his name is.
Oh, Seiji Oda.
Seiji Oda. But it's like people like him who are embracing, you know, the sound and where they come from, that's definitely happening. And another thing I'm seeing is a resurgence, to me, a resurgence in boom bap, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like 90s hip hop is like, is the sound now, like, you know, all these young, what's a trip to me is like Overcast, who's from Oakland. He's a producer from Oakland, young dude. I don't even think bro is 22 years old, but if you listen to him, it's like he's like the son of Madlib, and he did some big records with Drake and Lil Yachty, and you know, and he's from Oakland, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But he's doing like samples and chopping stuff up, and you know what I mean? And it, I, being a boom bap connoisseur and, you know, a old head, I'm loving seeing this from these youngsters, man. I'm loving seeing them embrace hip hop, you know what I mean? And embrace the sound. And it's amazing.
How are you seeing this? Go ahead, Nasir.
Yeah, so I definitely agree. And so one of my favorite boom bap revival tracks that came out this year is by Dochi. I don't know if y'all listen to her.
Dochi.
Hold on a second. Let's bow down. Dochi is the truth.
Hey, the truth, truth. I was gonna say personally, I know we getting the list and all that stuff on here, but mine is Dochi, 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 Dochi.
Right?
That's it. I don't. No one else.
Dochi is the
Sorry,
truth.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that.
I fully agree. Yeah, so she has this amazing song on her album Alligator Bites Never Heal called Denial is a River. And it's a, like, that song captivated me immediately. It's her kind of battling with her conscience and just her facing her denial and substance abuse through all these life trials and tribulations she's been through. But it's also pretty funny, and it's just very clever. And yeah, when I heard that, I was just like, wow, you know, the boom bap is alive and well.
Hey. I thought it was all over.
What's up, Dolce?
Hey, girl.
You know, it's been a little minute since you and I have had a chat.
Has it really?
Probably since, like, your last EP, All the Places You'll Go.
Oh, wow. It's been a minute, yeah.
I've been getting some calls. Oh. People are a little bit worried about you.
Not worried.
And I know that was kind of that outlet for you, so.
You were.
Why don't you just tell me what's been going on?
Okay. Remember old dude from 2019, nice clean, did me dirtier than laundry. Took a scroll through his IG just to get a DM from his wifey. I was so confused, what should Dochi do? She didn't know about me and I didn't know about Sue. I opened up the messages and had to hit the Zoom. Turns out the girl was really a dude. Think he slicked back till I slipped back. Got my lick back, turned it to a knick-knack. I moved on, dropped a couple of songs, and then I went and got signed. Now it's 2021.
Okay, I just feel like this is the perfect opportunity for us to just take a second and kind of unpack what's happened to you. You know, this guy cheated on you and...
Nah. Okay. Platinum record this, Bible record that. I'm making so much money, I'm all over the net. I'm moving so fast, no time to process. And no, I'm not in a gang, but I'm always on set. This watch drip drop, label want the TikToks. Now I'm making TikTok music, what the... I need a cleanse, need a detox, but we ain't got time to stop. The charts need us. Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making money. My grass is really green, and honestly, I can't even cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
I think what I also like is the fact that she and a number of other artists are willing to play around with concepts like talking to herself, or like what Kendrick did on his new album where he's channeling a Billie Holiday and all these other people, you know, folks, you know, maybe going off the beaten path that you wouldn't expect them, you know. I guess to sum it up, I'm seeing a lot of creativity, and I think that's good.
Yes.
Folks are not afraid. In other music genres, I've seen a lot of uplifting of R&B. Moni Long comes to SZA, you know, all that UK soul, Snow Allegra. And that's been on the horizon for a while, but I'm starting to see that even more. I think even though they put her under the name Afrobeats, Tems is finally broken out, which I'm glad to see. And it's become like, man, I like Tems, you know? So have you seen this in some of the other genres of things? Let me start off with you, Nasty, and we'll go to D-Sharp.
Yeah, well, it has been a really phenomenal year for R&B. Another album I would shout out is Crash by Kehlani. And yeah, it has a couple club tracks on there, but it also has that yearning, lovesick, passionate songwriting that, you know, we don't often see today that's coming back. And yeah, she has a really, really great song on there called Sucia, and it has this very sexy spoken word intro by Jill Scott. Highly recommend.
I'm nasty, 'cause I said her proper name and precisely what she does.
Then I'm nasty then.
I'm baptized in your taste.
You look me in the face.
When you touch me, we feel some
amazing and extra particular.
We cosplay our characters.
Ecstasy, savage jaws for you.
Until coming.
Corazón, I'll take you by the hand when you're alone, and we can go to town. I'll mix this corazón. I'll charge you by the diamond, by the dome, and we can go to town. But if you stick around, no. An oasis in a Mojave, following the instructions of your body. I bottle it up, put it on sale. Girl, you should taste the water from your well. You ain't gotta tell me what you like, she say it for you. I just wanna f*** till you cry vintage Dior you. I need you to hold it till you can't. I reward you.
Any other R&B artists or any other artists that stand out for you out that genre?
Yeah, Sierra Sean, who's originally from San Francisco. Yeah, I want to shout out my friend and colleague Pendarvis Harshaw. He put me onto her. Yeah, she has a really, really great album that came out this year that has just some really solid songwriting, and she has such a talented voice with so much range. The album's called Ephemera.
Okay. D Sharp, have you seen it?
Man, I think R&B is doing its thing, man. I think Afrobeats, you know, I think this was like my third or fourth year talking to you about doing this. And every year we talk about Afrobeats and, you know, the influence Afrobeats has over R&B, and like how it's possibly taken over R&B, or how it possibly has, you know, sparked a resurgence in R&B, right? But my favorite R&B album of this year, Leon Thomas Mutt. That record is crazy. and I could not stop listening to it. And I'm just like, that's what stands out
for you on it.
It's the production. It's his voice. It's you know what I mean. It's his songwriting. Like, you know, talking about, you know, things, being vulnerable. Like, it's bringing the kind of R&B back that I love, at least. You get what I'm saying? And he's just doing it over some super dope production. Like, it's just really dope.
She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I can smoke already, so hard in my blunt ears. I see past pretty faces, so I got trouble trusting. But I let my guard down for you. Said I'll put my guard down for you. Said I'll be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time.
But yeah, I hear a lot of like you mentioned Mooney Long, and like there's like a bunch of newer R&B acts who are like embracing like the Afrobeat sound, and when they do that, I'm noticing that the Afrobeat records are their bigger records, you know?
Yeah,
like, you know, it's just something.
It seems more like a vibration.
Right.
Like, you know, you have that vibe. It's like, I just want to cool out, man. You know, we can have a drink where we don't feel, you know, I'm not mean mugging every. I can't mean mug you when I'm listening to Afrobeat. You know, you stepped on my shoe. It's okay, man. You know, so it's like, you just ain't tripping like that. But as you were talking, I think the thing that's funny about it, because, you know, you and Fuse were the ones that I saw really going deep, DJ Fuse going deep into the Afrobeats early on, mm-hmm. right? And it used to be like, well, you know, maybe we could get on a Drake record and, you know, maybe we'll get some shine. You know, maybe we could get on a Wale record. We might get some shine. You know, it was right. Like, let's see if Burna Boy might be able to get on this, you know, established American artist, and we'll get on. Now, it seems like we better call Burna Boy and Wizkid and see if we can get them on our record so we can shine.
Straight up.
It's the other way around. Like, yep. Like, you know, it's like, call Burna Boy and see if he can do it. And he's like, well, I don't know if I want to do your record, Snoop.
You right,
because
right.
I have, I might want to do this Pete Rock record. You know, it's like, everybody's looking for those Afrobeat artists now.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's definitely happening.
What were you going to say, Nastia?
I was just going to add, it's interesting to see kind of how the center of gravity of music isn't necessarily just the U.S. anymore.
Yes,
yeah, like, well, love Afrobeats. I'm also a huge fan of reggaeton, and the like artists, obviously Bad Bunny's been dominating for years, but also Carol G was huge this year. She's mm-hmm. from Colombia. And then, yeah, I think what we were saying in the streaming era, not only playlisting is helping all these genre crossovers, but also all these artists featuring on each other's records as well.
Right. Well, can we talk about I'm a Piano?
Yeah.
So that's another genre where every established American artist has an I'm a Piano version of their song. That still knocks for me, you know, and seeing people mix and mesh that. I hear that a lot with house records now. I hear it a lot just in house, you know, house sets. It's like, oh, yeah, you're playing on the piano. So that's been a big deal. How have you seen a D-sharp? Because you were going this early.
Yeah, man, I'm a piano is such a vibe for me, bro. And anytime I play it, anytime I listen to it, it just sets me into a completely different mood. And it's just like, it's energetic, but at the same time, it's soothing. Like it knocks, it just moves you. You know, I DJ for Guapale a lot, and we were at South by Southwest this year, and we had just sound checked for the show we were doing, and this dude, I think he was from Texas, but by way of South Africa, but he was playing. And I don't know if he did it because he heard us down checking, but he played, and I got to send it to you, bro. He played a I'm a Piano version of Closer by Guapale. That joint had us. We lost our minds, bro. Like, it was so dope. And it was just like, wait a minute. And then, like, just hear, because, you know, she, like, between her and her brother Namani, like, they are my connection to, you know, them being from South Africa. They put me up on I'm a Piano, like, tough. So, like, right. You know, and watching her, you know, reaction to her record, you know, this Bay Area classic, but it was remixed on a, you know, I'm a Piano tip. Yo, it was priceless, bro. And it's just like, that goes to you know, that speaks to, you know, what I'm a Piano is, the feeling. Like, she was just excited. Like, we were upstairs looking down upon this dude DJing, and we was like, nah. I ran, got on the elevator, went, bro, what is this? I need this. Like, you know what I mean? Oh. And it that's just the feeling.
When she performed, did she do the I'm a Piano version? Did she have to do that?
We talked about it. It was a short conversation. It was a short conversation for sure. But we definitely incorporate I'm a Piano and, you know, Afrobeats in our set. So yeah. But nah, I love I'm a Piano, man, and I'm hearing more. It, you know, some of them are corny. I think a lot of DJs are forcing some of these remixes. This is like, you know, Let's Get Married, I'm a Piano remix, bro. Like, I don't know if I need that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I think you have to be intentional, and you have to treat it as an art form that is deserving. Right. It's like playing beats, you know, speeches over beats, right? Right. Not every speech can go over a beat. You have to match keys. You have to match valleys and lows. You have to rearrange things and treat it like that. You just can't play the record. And I think just because you have an acapella and you have stems, which has been a big thing for a DJ.
Stems is causing chaos throughout there right now. It's crazy.
Thank you. And again, you're tuned to Hard Knock Radio here on the Pacifica Network. We're going to have to end the conversation right here and pick up tomorrow with part two. Again, this is Hard Knock Radio. Check you out tomorrow, y'all. Peace.
Hard Knock Radio. We're rocking with Picasso.
What?
And Maya.
Who?
And my last name is Susana. Yeah, yeah.
listening to KBOO Portland.
Hello, my name is Jeff, and I host a show entitled A Matter of Public Records that is broadcast on KBOO the second and fourth Saturdays of every month from 3 to 6 a.m. It is a somewhat eclectic show where the song choices are often instinctual, based on the prior song. Tune in and you might hear some instrumentals, some slightly avant-garde music, punk, post-punk, indie rock, jazz. To my ears, it is a classic late-night radio show. That's A Matter of Public Records, every second and fourth Saturday from 3 to 6 a.m. on KBOO 90.7 FM.